Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, we'd like to introduce Amanda Reed from the Macular Society as part of the Countdown to Sight Village 2017. So hello Amanda.
Hi.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the Macular Society first, Amanda?
Well, we're a national charity and we support people living with central vision loss primarily and offer support services and advice through our helpline and through our volunteers.
You're exhibiting at Sight Village. You know, I've seen you quite a few times. I've spoken to you guys on the stand over many years. And what will people expect to find, or what can people maybe find out more about?
Well, there'll be members of staff on hand to talk to people about our support services I mentioned. They'll be telling them about our helpline, our counselling service, support groups, telephone befrienders. We'll also have volunteers there with us as well, who can talk to people from their own perspective about living with sight loss and just swapping hints and tips, really. We're also going to have some volunteers with us to do eccentric viewing sessions. So if anyone's heard about eccentric viewing or our Skills for Seeing programme, it's a really good chance just to give it a little try and see if it's going to work for you. And we'll also be holding a half an hour talk as well on eccentric viewing and the emotional impact of sight loss as well.
So Keith, eccentric viewing, it's interesting because I've heard that phrase at work for the first time today. Can you describe to me what that is, Amanda?
Yeah, it's quite hard to describe in a nutshell, really. But with macular degeneration, if that's the only condition someone has, their peripheral vision will remain pretty much unaffected. And although it's not designed to see detail, along with the use of good lighting and magnification and what we call steady eye strategy, which sort of turns on its head how you're taught to read as a youngster, you keep your eye still in a preferred position, it can help some people to read. It doesn't work necessarily for everybody, but it can be used for everyday tasks. So it's where we're really getting the very best use out of someone's peripheral vision. We help them find the very best part of their vision and try and get the best out of it, really. I'd always suggest to somebody to give it a go, because even if you can't necessarily read with it, you will find something useful that you can use it for. It's a bit of a lifesaver for myself as well. I use it all the time.
Right, so in some respects that helps not as restore any sight in any way, but it helps them utilise and make the most of that that sight they've already gotten, which they haven't lost, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just another tool in the box, really, to help people stay independent. And there's lots of support and advice out there. So it's just another one of those things that can help some people. And it's always worth a go.
Okay, so if people can't attend Sight Village this year, Amanda, how can they get in touch with the Macular Society? I know you've got sort of branches all over the country, haven't you? How can people get in touch and get involved and get that help and support that they really need?
Yeah, and we have got over 350 support groups over the whole of the UK. The best way, really, to find out about your local support group or any of the other things I mentioned earlier is through our helpline. That number's 0300 30 30 111. And the helpline will direct people to wherever the information is needed, really, whether that be groups or local regional managers such as myself, or any of those other things I mentioned, such as eccentric viewing or befriending or things like that. So the helpline really is the first port of call for anyone.
Macular is one of these sort of things that can affect absolutely anybody at all, and mainly in the elderly community, isn't it? But obviously a lot of young people as well. And we would say anyone have a look if you come in, even if you're not familiar with it, because you may know someone who you might want to signpost to them at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it is primarily older people that are affected. I think the figure at the moment is around 600,000 people in the UK are affected. But there are a large number of younger people with juvenile dystrophies or even age-related macular degeneration. As I say, if they want to come and see us at the stand, we can have a chat to them and see what support we can offer and advice we can offer.
That's lovely. When you talk about befriending, Amanda, is that mainly over the phone, or do you actually have some face-to-face groups where people can actually go and meet up?
Well, we've got our telephone befrienders. They're our volunteers that will sort of phone somebody up once a week, once a fortnight for a chat. The support groups would be the other mechanism for people to meet others with the same condition, really. And as I mentioned, though, we've got them dotted all over the UK. And if somebody was interested in either of those things, I'd say just give the helpline a buzz and they'd be able to let you know where the group is or match somebody up with a befriender if they'd like to talk to somebody over the phone.
Right, well, do pop along to the stand or get in touch if you need to know any more information. Well, thank you very much, Amanda, for taking the time out to talk to us. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thanks for talking to me this evening. And it's much appreciated. And I hope to see people there.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right, thanks ever so much.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk. On Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.